Doug, arguably, the company can make changes to its business model as they see fit. It's their business. They own it. Why do you think it was so important to bring this to the Calgary members for an actual vote?
This is about weighing the pros and cons. So in deciding to bring this to the members, the union wanted to be completely transparent. If we didn't bring it to the people affected, some members would view it as irresponsible on the union's part and a lost opportunity, and I have to agree with that. Also, the company could then say that we're dinosaurs and that we're trying to hold permanently to a non-competitive business model and risking our members' job security. Throughout our discussions with Sobeys on this, they said they wouldn't invest unless we agreed. No one wants to see Sobeys become tired and go out of business. Other members might want us to hold on to the past and to sell Sobeys to get lost, but we were reminded of what Tom already touched on, which was about the trouble Safeways got into themselves during the early 90s when they didn't reinvent themselves and Loblaws arrived with its superstore model and competition grew fierce. The result was that Safeway faced closure and required millions and millions of dollars in concessions from their employees to stay afloat. Sobeys could ensure their survival by simply ensuring that their non-union stores flourished while sacrificing and killing the union side of their business. So when you think about it, it's quite simple. This is needed to be taken to the membership. One of the earlier callers said, how can we trust Sobeys? You can't. Sobeys is all about business. If you've seen some of the flyers in your stores and some of the memos, they've sold off most of their plants, most of their productions, and, you know, they're just trying to get out of the debt of the, you know, $5.4, $5.8 billion that they spent. And in negotiations, be very clear, Sobeys said that they would build these stores only on new sites. And our negotiating committee took them at their word. Now, some few months later, they're saying, well, we want to build them on current sites. So, you know, if anybody thinks that Sobeys is your buddy and you can trust them, then you best wake up, get into the reality, because the bottom line is if we want to, we're probably going to have to fight anyway, just for Safeway's survival in 2017. And, you know, this is just the beginning of Sobeys' way of making more money off the backs of hardworking Safeway people.